908 on a Thursday. It's an open phone Thursday, and we can talk about anything and everything that is going on in the news. Obviously, the situation in Ukraine is... I don't have any... You know, the problem we have with that is, have you seen we have... This NATO is unified together, Colin, or at least they're trying to be. And they're putting a united front, but they're being very cautious about making sure they don't have, quote unquote, their guys on the grounds fighting Russians. That seems to be the main. Or we had this deal with the with Poland. They were gonna give us all of their MiG airplanes to give to the Ukrainians. But they wouldn't go. They wouldn't give it to them themselves because they didn't want to anger, or they didn't want to have Russia come down on them for being the quote unquote participation in the conflict. And that seems to be. Can you imagine the frustration it's got to be for the Ukrainians?
It's got to be incredibly stressful because you got all of these countries pledging their support, but. Also not showing any real military support.
And not helping you. Yeah, you're getting a lot of military equipment, but yes, that does help.
And you read stories about U.S. military veterans going over there to train Ukrainian civilians to fight, which, if that's your choice and if that's what you want to do, it's a noble thing to do in my mind.
There are a lot of people that are joining in the fight. Groups.
Normal civilians
joining in a group. But it's a tragedy Zelensky, to his credit, he stayed.
And is continuing to stay.
And the Russian army. The Russian army is showing that it's not a strong army.
I think it would be more accurate to say they were expecting a weaker opponent.
But I guess the fact is, Russian troops have not been in a fairly large scale conflict at all. Think of the last time the Russians were in a large scale conflict. When? Any idea? Afghanistan.
That's right.
Afghanistan. And they're seeing...
Well for them, didn't it?
Didn't go very well.
Didn't go well for us either, but that's a whole other story.
No.
We stayed there way longer than they did, though.
But nobody's there. Afghanistan has been the death knell, or basically the no man's land for... What is it? At least 5,000 years.
You could extend that to most of the Middle East.
Probably could, and that would also be basically in Iraq and Babylon supposedly in that day, but it was
You're going a bit far back
But you're dealing with the fact is it's always been a tribal nation and dealing with tribal clans, and that's what Afghanistan has been. And so there's not a unified, you can't...
The last time that region was unified at all was the days of the Ottoman Empire.
And I don't even know if then totally, because they were...
obviously not, because the whole front with the Ottoman Empire in the First World War was based around neighboring countries revolting against them.
What is interesting is that they have... Putin has basically, he has shut down all social media. I mean, I think social media, by the way, I think they've actually shut him down too. But the fact that
you're trying to only show people what you want them to see.
Is it Bethany Griner, the WNBA star? I can't think of her first name.
Who was arrested in Russia for having a vape cartridge.
I
didn't know that was illegal. They framed it as narcotic smuggling.
But the thought is, and they have pictures of it, and it looks like it's being placed in there. It looks like it's being found, by the now. Regardless of how or whatever, 10 years in prison. I think it's all.
There's some subtext to that.
There is, and. The Russian oligarchs, they got a price on Putin's head. apparently he's got more bodyguards and more fake, you know, there's more fake Putins all over the place. Did you know that?
Oh, you mean like body doubles?
Body doubles. They've got Putin body doubles all over the place.
I made the jokey comparison of comparing Putin to a Bond villain once, but I didn't realize it was that accurate.
it really is, and he's got the number of bodyguards around him.
Because that was a thing with Blofeld in the 007 series, was that anytime they got to him, it was just a body double.
Yep, and that's exactly what it seems to be. The end game of this is what is really hard to imagine right now, because there's more than 2 million Ukrainians that have fleed. The Russians bombed a maternity hospital.
Yeah, we can add that to the list of things that they've destroyed and tried to kill people. It was a maternity hospital. They bombed a Holocaust museum.
They haven't done anything with the nuclear facility that they bombed. And there's a possibility if the temperature in that building rises too high, then it's going to be
Chernobyl Part Two.
Potentially Chernobyl Part Two, and there's so many awful things going on there.
Luckily, it seems like from what I've heard, they've for the most part stabilized that or made sure that that nuclear facility is out of the way.
You know, I don't see this situation. If they and Zelensky's persistence, I think Zelensky's persistence will get NATO to finally put their own.
Zelensky was also campaigning for the Ukraine to join the European Union.
Yes, I don't.
I think once this is over, if it goes in Ukraine's favor, they'll be accepted into the European Union. Absolutely.
And I think the main thing is, there's this concern about it. We hear World War III thrown about, that term is thrown about. I don't see that necessarily as a case, and I don't see Vladimir Putin able to, his generals will not allow him to push the quote-unquote buttons in his whatever. I don't know if he's got a, what do they call it? Don't they call it a football?
The football, yes.
Yeah.
That's the term you hear in like spy movies all the time.
Yeah, is a football on board this one?
I really couldn't tell you, but I'm very much of a similar mind. I'm just like, I just want to see this turn out in an okay way. And I think if the Ukraine, or if the, we've always put the,
I
want
to see
Ukraine,
a free Ukraine, yes. and a chance to bring the people back and to rebuild and to have Russia basically simply
and
back away.
I've said multiple times, Zelensky, he's a leader,
and if
at
you,
the very, and at the very least, he's an inspirational leader.
And if you don't do that, then you have you've given a Trump card to. Oh gosh, that's not a good word, is it?
Interesting turn of phrase. Would you like to elaborate?
I was going to say you've given a Trump card into Vladimir Putin's hand. Is there
any political subtext to that?
There very well could be, but anyhow, we're talking about that. Kim Reynolds.
That's a whole nother situation.
Kim Reynolds announcing the run for governor. Her opponent, you know what she's raised? Her opponent, the total amount of dollars. Did you hear that?
How much?
$8,500.
Yikes.
You think Kim Reynolds got a little more in her war chest?
Well, I would think so, because it's become a practice nowadays for people to start campaigning for re-election the instant they're elected.
That is pretty much the case, isn't it? Anyway.
Also, you got a bit of a head start if you are the sitting governor.
All right. Now, disappointments.
Do you see a chance for Governor Reynolds to lose this election?
I really don't.
Because
right
I
now.
Don't either. Because
what I do see is the frustration. And we were talking about what was this? We were talking about issues before we went on. Talking about gas prices. Now,
Yeah.
Here's the problem. We have, did you hear the speech from Kamala Harris? The rather stop, start speech that she was talking about. She was in Poland.
Which one?
It could be any of them. I don't know if there's a worse. I do not know.
That is the most egregious thing. If you ask me, did you hear that back and forth say nothing speech? And I go, which one?
It's a stop start. Do you know what I mean when I say stop start?
Yes,
speech?
I yes. do.
It's like, finish. Can you say a complete sentence or can you make an articulate sentence? I'm sure she can, but it's like, it's embarrassing, frankly, and it's embarrassing right now. We have shutting off the Russian oil, good idea. But going out and say, no, what about the price, or what are we going to do about getting more, replacing the oil? I don't have an answer. It's going to cost you more. It's going to cost you a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's costing a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not a real good answer.
When you say, oh, yeah, it's going to hurt us in the wallet for a while, it's like, we know it's hurting our wallets.
Look, I know that you want to be this energy, the Green New Deal or whatever, but you know what? We still have cars that operate on gasoline.
I mean, yes, and I agree with a lot of things in that deal, but a lot of them are just unrealistic.
Well, right now they certainly are, because we still have now, right now.
Even before this, they were unrealistic.
I know they were, because it was things. I mean, how long is it going to be? My wife and I were talking, okay, will we buy an electric car sometime? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's always a but.
But not for some time. You know what I'm saying? We're not looking at buying a car. Yeah, we're not looking at buying anything.
If this persists, I'm considering it now. Might be worth the investment.
Well,
I'm going to worry about that until I pay off my current car.
Do you know how much the cheapest electric car costs?
I'm going to lowball and say $70,000.
Well, I would say
brand new.
A brand new electric car. I think you could actually get a car for about 30, maybe 35. You probably would.
You're not adding up energy costs to that.
No,
as well.
And you get a tax rebate if you did quote unquote. That's no. It's and the fact
still a sizable chunk of change.
Well, the problem you have is where do you charge him?
If you don't have a garage.
Well,
more and more places are putting in charging stations
it's a process. It is, and it's going to take a long time to get all those charging stations. And frankly, you need technology. The technology, the battery technology has to come along a lot faster. Those, you need to be able to charge those cars in a matter of minutes. It's sort of like phones. Phone technology has changed. They charge up a lot faster now, too, the newer ones, anyway.
Yes, but they also drain faster, too.
I understand.
That's the trade-off.
But it's a...
I can tell you, with a cell phone that has that fast charge function, it drains quite a bit quicker.
But they are. They are working on battery technology that will allow you to have longer range, and shorter charge time. That's, to me...
And to make the phone comparison again, I hope it's not like the phone manufacturing where they have planned obsolescence.
Well, they still have.
For those of you who don't know what planned obsolescence is, basically, phone companies release software updates designed to make your phone run worse, so you have to buy a new one.
Well, the other thing you have is that what's the highest price? What really costs the money in an electric car? The batteries do. The batteries are outrageously in price. Because that's what's powering the car, for heaven's sakes. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology in that. So you need to get the tech.
Just talking about the engine. You're also talking about whatever other electronics go on in these new electric cars. Like you look at like a Tesla Model 4, which is like the highest of high end.
Yeah.
It has everything you can think of in it, and it eats up so much energy.
And if you want to be self-driving, you better not be reading the newspaper with that car either.
No, don't. Just don't do that. Even if it has a self-driving function, self-driving does not mean autopilot.
No, it does not. Although it can.
It's close. But it's not.
That's the problem. It is close, and that is it. All right, enough. These are things we all had on our plate. But the price of gas right now, I don't understand. You said, I mentioned the fact, how can they charge $8 a gallon in Los Angeles?
Because they know people will pay it.
They'll pay it even? I bet if you look at the average price in Los Angeles, I'm not. Hey, if I see somebody's trying to charge $8 for a gallon of gas, I don't care where it is. They're charging, they're basically gouging.
Yeah, and the price of gas does affect different people in different regions in different ways. Like if you live in New York City, for example, you're probably not driving many places.
Well, you've got over a dollar a gallon gas tax in California. That's why California gas is so high.
Mm-hmm.
You also have,
that's the thing. A lot of state legislatures are basically moving to attempt to remove the gas tax to relieve some of the price.
But I don't know if that's... But the thing, that takes money out of your road use and everything else that you have as well. So
depending on the state, you weren't using much of that road use money to begin with.
Illinois. We increased our gas tax by 10 cents back a few years ago. And I don't know what our total gas tax is right now, but it helped replace bridges and roads and things like that. So it has been.
Yeah, well, some other states, Illinois, don't really use that money for that type of infrastructure.
It doesn't appear to be anyway. But if you in Chicago, I think they have a special. Chicago's got a special blend. I think it's a more efficient, it's a special blend of gas that goes to Chicago and Chicago stations only.
That was another thing I've seen a lot of people suggest is that we ramp up production of renewable biofuels like ethanol.
There has been.
But how many cars can run on ethanol?
Not many.
It has to be at least an ethanol blend.
You can have there's no automobile that runs do any better than E85. E85 is as good as you're going to get. Now, yeah.
I would like to think that as we're developing renewable energy cars, ethanol would have to be near the top of the list in terms of an alternative fuel.
It certainly would be with high prices on gas, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. If there was a car that existed right now that ran on 100% ethanol, I would probably buy it.
Well, they run. Don't,
I'm curious.
Don't,
as
Indy,
the,
don't the Indy cars run exclusively on ethanol?
I believe they do.
They do run.
But I don't think those are street legal.
No, I don't think so either. But I'm gonna guess. But
it would be cool if they were street legal.
The technology.
Tell me
could
you
be
wouldn't
that.
Own one of those.
I
believe some stock cars do as well.
You know what? I don't know about that. Anyway, all right, 754-1490, 319-754-1490. We're going to take a break here in a moment or two. We were talking about earlier, one thing we had posted on, there was a legislator, a state representative in Iowa, that did propose we stay on daylight savings time all year round. And I think that what's the biggest... I read all of the different posts that came in on that, and people talk, well, I want to have standard time year-round so I can actually see, have more light in the mornings. But then you have the others. See, it's where do you want, it's artificial, well, one way or the other. I mean, which way, you're not going to get any more daylight. So which way do you go? And if you have events, nighttime events, you want to have, if you have nighttime events and it's got a game going on or something like that, you'd rather probably have more light, in the dark, in the nighttime, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're us, it doesn't make any difference.
No, it doesn't. We're up when it's dark either way.
Yes, up. It's always dark. Now it would be twilight at least, maybe on some of the times in the summertime, but that's another story. 928 at KBR. Daylight savings time or standard time, if you have 19 states have voted to stay on one time, but not but those 19 states are not just
they
vary from some are all daylight all time and some are keep on Saturday time.
Yeah, and none of them can actually implement that without approval from Congress.
That is right. Will Congress do anything? No.
No.
That is absolutely.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
IOWA.
These camps open. It's a three. It's good.
These are the letters we chant with enthusiasm. Black and gold, all season long on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa takes on Northwestern in the Big Ten Tournament this afternoon at 12 noon. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from my water?
Super question, Sam, and the answer is an always-on drinking water system from Culligan, which helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year.
Whoa, that's a ton of sustainability.
416,000 tons, Sam, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Remember how 15 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, I used all those savings to buy that golf club that swings for you. But now everyone who plays golf is really good because, you know, the club swings for you. In the future, which is now.
So switch to Progressive and save big because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
The winter weather often leads to all of us spending more time in our homes. Have you found some areas of your home during your winter hibernation that you are less than happy with? The folks at Standard of Beaverdale felt that way too, so they have rearranged their entire store. Come check out their new look and let the experts at Standard help you with your home's new look. From a full-scale kitchen or bath remodel to new flooring, new appliances in the kitchen or laundry room, or just a simple update to cabinet hardware, you can do it all with one stop to Standard of Beaverdale. Now is also the time to start planning projects for outside your home. Did the winter winds wreak havoc on your shingles? Maybe a new roof is in order. Maybe this is the year to put your tax refund money towards updating your windows or finally siding your house. Get your building materials ordered early so they're here when the weather turns warm and you're ready to roll. Make your home somewhere you love to be by shopping Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa, open 6 days a week.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The city of Burlington is reminding residents of the upcoming spring leaf collection. Leaf collection will be the day after normal garbage collection, the schedule running for three consecutive pickup days starting March 28th. The program is designed for leaves, lawn clippings, garden residue, and twigs less than 1 inch in diameter. Collection is at the curb. The weight limit is 40 pounds per bag, and no trash, tape, or staple should be mixed in with the yard waste. To see the full schedule for leaf collection, visit the Burlington City Facebook page. Governor Reynolds has launched her campaign for a second full term at a rally in Des Moines, touting her agenda of cutting taxes, personal freedom from mandates, and school choice. The governor made the announcement Wednesday night at the Des Moines rally. Reynolds' announcement comes about a week after she gave the GOP response to President Biden's State of the Union address. Reynolds will likely face Democrat Deidre DeGere in the November general election. A fight inside a Davenport hospital Wednesday ended with one person being shot. 21-year-old Jasani Bogan was charged with willful injury causing bodily injury, reckless use of a firearm, and carrying weapons, while 19-year-old Fasheed Rush was charged with simple assault. According to Davenport police, the two men got into a physical altercation inside the emergency department lobby of Genesis West Hospital. During the fight, Bogan produced a handgun and fired two shots, one shot striking Rush in the leg. No bystanders were injured as a result of the incident. The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases and deaths globally have continued to fall in the past week. Only the Western Pacific is reporting an increase in COVID-19. The UN Health Agency issued its latest report on the pandemic on Wednesday. The WHO said new COVID-19 infections dropped by 5% in the last week. That continues a declining trend that first started more than a month ago. Deaths were also down by 8% and have been falling globally for the past 2 weeks. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Annual inflation is higher than it's been since 1982, according to the monthly report from the Labor Department.
7.9%. If you strip out food and energy, that came in at 6.4%. Now, as far as the month-over-month number, we did see a gain, 0.8%. If you strip out food and energy, that came in with a gain of 0.5%.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. Vice President Harris in Poland says our countries are united in support of Ukraine against Russia's invasion, although the Pentagon says no to transferring Polish fighter jets to Ukraine through an American airbase.
The original plan the Poles introduced was that they would fly these 28 MiG-29s to Ramstein Air Base, a U.S. air base on German soil, and then those planes would fly into Ukraine. And the Pentagon said we need to find another plan. Residents on the ground here in Ukraine, they keep saying the same thing over and over again, and that's close the sky.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Well, what a weather advisory is in effect. Now till 6 a.m., we are looking at snow mainly after 1 p.m. today. Around an inch or so of daytime snow possible. A high to 27, a north wind gusting to 20 miles an hour. Look for snow mainly before 9 p.m. An inch or less is possible. Low down to 19. Partly sunny Friday, a high to 35. And look for winds picking up, gusting from the northwest up to 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy Friday night, down to 8. Right now, it's 22.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are struggling on Wall Street this morning. Oil prices are higher after talks between Russia and Ukraine last month. The February Consumer Price Index at 7.9% year over year, hotter than expected. Vehicle costs actually showed signs of easing last month. Bitcoin lower this morning, falling below 40,000, giving back most of yesterday's gains that came after the White House indicated support for digital assets. Amazon's stock split could set up the company to become part of the Dow, which is a price-weighted index. Some investors think Walgreens could get kicked out. Amazon's 20-for-1 stock split would bring the price of one share of stock down from one of the most expensive on Wall Street at nearly $3,000 a share to about $139 a share at yesterday's close. It's round one today, the Players' Championship, often called golf's fifth major. Jessica Ettinger, CN.
Hey. Hey, you. Ever wanted to learn a new language, like French or Spanish, or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? If so, it's time to try Babbel. Babbel lets you customize how and when you learn. Quick 10-minute lessons on words.
Siesta.
Bambola. Phrases and grammar.
Los dan coffee.
To games that keep it exciting. Listen to podcasts on the go or take live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase. ¿Cómo están?
It's really up to you. In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Go ahead. See where Babbel takes you. Ah, Paris. More ways to explore. More ways to learn. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
There's a simple screening test to help determine your risk for a heart attack, and it's just $49 at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Cardiac calcium scoring combines specialized software and images from a CT scan to measure calcium buildup in your coronary arteries. Test results give you the opportunity to seek treatment early. Coronary artery disease claims more lives than lung, breast, colon, and prostate cancers combined. Ask your healthcare provider about a cardiac calcium scoring test at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center.
With their strength and versatility, there's almost no job John Deere compact utility tractors can't handle. With their powerful diesel engines and auto connect system, these tractors make your job easier. From mowing to hauling to snow removal, these machines do it all. And right now at Van Wall, you can get a John Deere 1023E for as little as $105 per month. Stop into your local Van Wall today or visit vanwall.com for more details.
Offer ends 5/2/2022. Some restrictions apply. See a Van Wall location for details.
I-O-W-A.
East camp's open. It's a three. It's good.
These are the letters we chant with enthusiasm.
Runs against the ball back in a foul.
Black and gold all season long on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa takes on Northwestern in the Big Ten Tournament this afternoon at 12 noon. Brought to you by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pizza Ranch, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, and by the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it can be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
And I'm just looking at gas prices in Chicago. Okay, and the truth you were saying, why would the gas, how could they possibly be having gas prices that high? And why would they be having gas prices? Where would they have gas prices that high? Take a guess where they would have gas prices that high. Right by an airport.
Yep.
Because people... They want to fill their car up, you know, while they're at the airport. And if you're bringing back a rental, you got to bring back the rental with a full tank of gas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway,
that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. Mobile station across from the Beverly Center. The low end was $7.55 if you were getting premium. It's just, yeah, there it is. I'm looking at the regular $6.95, and super is $7.55. So it's I don't think we're going to get to that point here, but it's got to.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure, because I think we're going to fight. But if Congress can't find, if we can't find a way to find a solution to the, and the other problem is that the demand is high because people are. Here's what the why are we using so much gas right now, or why are we selling so much gas? Because people want to buy gas, thinking that, well, I better buy a full tank. I better get a full tank because it'll be more expensive tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're running through more gasoline. So the higher the demand, hello, supply demand.
The more people will. Panic buy and hoard,
and the more people will fill, then the quicker the gas tanks at the gas stations empty, the faster they bring new gas in and charge more, right?
Mm-hmm.
as the supply diminishes, the price goes up.
So does the demand.
And so does demand, exactly. Anyway, all right, gas prices. All right, well, there's not much. But the other thing is, what else is also costing a lot more right now?
Pretty much everything.
I'm talking about extremes right now. Grocery stores. What's the most? I don't pay a lot of attention, but my understanding is, you know, meat prices. Have you bought meat prices? Have you seen the price of meat?
I have, and it's gone up substantially.
It has definitely gone up substantially. And it doesn't matter what kind of meat it is either, does it?
No, it does not.
But it's got to be frustrating. I think particularly if you're on a fixed income. Hello, if you're dealing on a fixed income, you're dealing with, well, hello, most people. To be honest, most people are pretty much on fixed incomes.
Yep.
So the reality is that it just means that. It means you do without certain things to have something else, right?
Right.
Frustrating. All right.
Incredibly frustrating.
I don't know what's going to turn if the war in Ukraine, if that should end, I would see, I don't know, I guess the uncertainty of it, and Wall Street, for one, does not like uncertainty.
No, it doesn't.
And uncertainty causes prices to rise and causes Wall Street to go down. Two things that are not good for just about anybody. especially for those people who are older. Hello. And it is, so I guess what, most frustrating thing, if you've got 754-1490, frustrating thing in terms of dealing with, we're talking about the situation. It doesn't matter whether it's, does anybody believe that there actually will be a World War III with Russia? I don't. I believe that there may be a conference. There's obviously a confrontation with Russia. And there may be some military engagements from NATO, but I don't see it. I don't see a World War III.
You don't see a widespread declaration of war.
I do not. And you know, guess who does not want? Guess who really, really does not want a world war?
Who would that be?
Who would be the biggest ally, current ally of Russia right now?
I'm guessing you're thinking of China.
Yes, China. China really does not want to. China does not want to upset the stability. China needs a world in stability to buy their products.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you think they like what's happening with Mr. Putin?
I don't know. They haven't really said much about it.
They don't. You haven't said anything, have they?
No.
Pretty much keeping. They have not said a word.
They just want their status quo. They want the money flow to continue unabated.
They have not said a word in over 2 weeks. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You would think they would be fairly vocal about this.
Well, I think so. Yeah. Good morning. That's an open phone day. Good morning. Who are we with us? Hey, Dean.
Okay, about battery cars, basically. We get the stuff to make the batteries from two countries, from Russia and China, because we'd rather do it there than to dig out of ground here in the United States. Now, the oil prices, that basically Biden can do two things, and if he did these things, the party will basically kick him out of office.
What would those two things be?
Two things. Number one, say it's okay to build the Canadian pipeline.
You mean the Keystone Pipeline?
Keystone Pipeline. Number two, that basically allow them to drill on federal land in Alaska. That will, in time, bring prices down. Basically, that's what Trump did, and he immediately stopped it. But if he did those things, his party will basically, including the radicals, will basically impeach him and kick him out. But that's what he should do, basically.
Okay.
Because now we're going to get it from Venezuela, which is a communist country and violation of human rights. So that's what we should do. Now, the other thing is, the Green Bay quarterback.
Oh, okay. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Rodgers. I think he's going to get paid
$50 million a year,
over $2 billion.
It's $200 million over 4 years, isn't it?
That was the release deal, but Rodgers himself has said those reports are false. But do you believe anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The sports media in general has been caught fabricating things more than most media outlets.
So he's guaranteed $130 million is what he's guaranteed.
Yep. Well, a lot of media personalities who report these kind of things have been deemed somewhat untrustworthy, but.
Yeah.
Needless to say, whatever they pay Rodgers, the Packers are in a massive cap crunch, which, as a Bears fan, I have little sympathy.
All right. Anyway, yeah. Dean, one more thing. All right. Real quick.
But post office, I predict in the future that the post office will either radical changes, either they will not be around, or basically that they're like, what I would do at the post office, but President, I would start eliminating it, and I would have the people who don't have a computer in at Facebook to go down the library and use the computers there, add more computers, because what I get in the mail was all junk mail.
Okay, and you know what? I'm going to bet, you want to know my guess on this, Dean?
What?
My guess is that we're going to see mail delivery down to, are you ready? 3 days a week. That's what I'm going to say. Because,
well, I think eventually, yeah. But
I mean, how much?
I don't think we need a post office no more. I mean,
Colin, what do you get in the post? What do you get in the mail anymore?
Bills.
Duck mail.
You actually get bills in the mail?
Yep.
You actually?
Do I pay them through the mail? No, but I do get bills in the mail with a website where I can pay them.
Okay, I don't.
I still get a paper bill from the city and from Alliant Energy once a month.
I don't get any. I get the
you
only
get
bill.
One bill. One company here, I pay here.
Okay.
The rest, I would have to pay like a.
Okay.
Like, well, I'll say one of them, AAA, I have to send a money order because they close their office, and that's the only way. But
either
that's where it's going.
Here's what I'm going to say right now. Mail delivery will go to 3 days a week, or they will go to a private, basically it'll be turned over to a private interest. And 3 days a week, hey, you know what? The mail 3 days a week, I have most of the time I get nothing. Did you know that? Most of the time I get nothing because I don't get bills in the mail. Actually, I don't think I get, the only bill I get in the mail is my property tax bill and my motor vehicle registrations. And that's about, and then my when I have the tags come back, then I get, and I pay those, and I can pay all of that online. So, I mean, Dean, it's
just made my point.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going along with you. It's the post office is changing, and it's going to be. And when was the last time I wrote a check? I can't remember the last time I wrote a check. Anyway, Dean, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
I-O-W-A.
These camps open. It's a three. It's good.
These are the letters we chant with enthusiasm. Black and gold, all season long on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa takes on Northwestern in the Big Ten Tournament this afternoon at 12 noon. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Businesses are always looking for ways to stay in front of their customers. Have you thought about the number of additional impressions you could make on potential customers just by putting your business name on your car? Hi, this is Tyler Sherwood with the Sherwood Company. Adding a sign to your company or personal vehicle allows you to have a rolling ad for your business all year long. From a full-color wrap to a simple logo on the door, Sherwood Company's professional designers and installers have you covered. Maybe you yourself have seen some of the rolling ads professionally installed by the Sherwood Company. Standard of Beaverdale, Zeiser's, Davis Homes, and Mike Campbell's Body Shop and Towing all have trusted the Sherwood Company to bring their brand identity onto the open road. Using the same technology, Sherwood Company can wrap almost anything you can think of. We've wrapped a pool table and even a prosthetic leg. Have an idea of something cool you want to do? Give us a call at the Sherwood Company.
First impressions last. Target Mall Sherwood Company.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Zelensky is prodding Biden to impose a no-fly zone. Jen Psaki, they say we need the West to impose a no-fly zone. They should. And just like, for example, Europe has now shut down all Russian flights. Why isn't the U.S. and Canada? I agree with Zelensky on this. And by the way, most leaders probably would have left by now. This guy hasn't left yet.
Sean Hannity. Afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KVUR.
All right. I did want to say thank you to Scott Mason. And again, and for doing the broadcast, did a great job on the and to congratulations to the Burlington Greyhound boys. They fought. They really did play.
Those boys
play
have
hard.
Absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
And as I said, they had to face a team that was much deeper, much taller.
Nothing to be disappointed about.
And yes, and a team that can bring five new fresh faces on there and not lose a step. That's a very tough team to battle, isn't it? I mean, I think that's what you face. But you know what? They pulled off two upsets. Could they pull off the third? Boy, for a while it looked like they would. But
that's the sad thing about Cinderella stories. Eventually, for the most part, the clock strikes midnight.
Okay, and the glass slipper goes crush. Anyway, speaking of sports. Colin and I have a disagreement on Major League Baseball.
I find it baffling you have any faith in this league to get anything done.
My prediction is that I believe that, okay, I don't know how long, there will be a season, albeit a shortened one, but there will be a season of Major League Baseball. And you are pretty adamant that it's not going to happen at all.
It's 1994 all over again.
Okay, let's see what, you know what, we'll see if anybody... And
because every single time they come to the negotiating table, the league presents what they want, or the players' union presents what they want, the players' association, I'll say, and the league comes back and said, "No, wait, we don't want any of this. Here's a fraction of what you want."
Anyway, but that's
the players' association is refusing to budge because for years they have been bullied by the league in negotiations like this into caving and giving away everything they asked for and taking the bare minimum. And they're sick of that happening.
Well, regardless, the Burlington Bees will be back on June 1st playing in the Prospect League.
And adds to my PSA that I like to say whenever we talk about baseball like this, support your local minor league team.
And the other thing is, but the minor league teams, how many
That was
teams?
Another thing. That was another part of the negotiations.
There's 40% less minor league players now.
Yes, and that was part of the negotiations was the league... In order to, as a concession, because they want raised salary floors for rookies, the compromise was, all right, we'll gut the minor leagues even more. And they've already gutted it by at least 50%.
I think, I said 40%, but maybe I'm not sure. I know it was at least 40 last year, but anyway.
Especially at the low and high single A levels, those teams were devastated. It was only the more well-funded ones that got to stay around.
Okay, well. The only other thing I have on...
Like, you look at a team like the Clinton Lumber Kings. When they were a low single-A team, they were playing in the same league as the Quad City River Bandits.
Yeah.
Which one do you think got to stick around?
Well, it was the Burlington Bees were in the same league as the Quad City River Bandits and the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Yeah.
And the Normal Corn Belters.
Well, the Normal Corn Belters were not at A-ball.
I believe they were.
No, not in the Midwest League anyway.
No, they weren't in the Midwest League, but they were a single A team.
Which there's only one. Well, it doesn't matter. it doesn't matter. They're not in there now, and a lot of other teams.
Which sucks.
Well, and a lot of but they've trimmed back. They've trimmed back all of the leagues. There's less teams in all of the divisions of Major League or Minor League Baseball. So. There's less. That means developing prospects and moving people up in the system. That's become a more let's put it this way: it's a very difficult process. Anyway,
because you don't have as many teams and as many levels for them to get better.
My final words today is we're just about out of time. Is it? I believe that frankly, the pandemic. In fact, I read it and heard it this morning twice. That it is truly believed by most of the professionals in the medical field that we have reached the endemic stage, turning from pandemic to endemic, which means it's basically It's basically, it's just it's another part of the flu or another part of the cold system.
I would like to propose something real quick, and this
is
a funny thing. You know how the pandemic, really, in this country, we declared it a pandemic on St. Patrick's Day of 2020.
Okay.
This St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate the end of the pandemic.
Okay, why not?
2 years to the day.
It has been it's been a long doggone.
We celebrate the end of it 2 years to the day. What do you say?
All right, why not? I won't have a green beer for that, but I will
have a Guinness to celebrate.
Anyway, it is a Thursday, and we've got we actually got basketball coming up at noon today, coming up in about 2 hours.
That's right, Iowa Northwestern.
Iowa Northwestern.
Big Ten tourney.
Big Ten tournament, and we'll see how they do in the tournament.
What's the first round matchup in the tournament for Illinois?
First round, I think they play Indiana or somebody else, but we'll find out anyway. Indiana or Michigan, I think, are among the teams that they play. Yeah. All right. It's 9:59 at KBUR. We want to thank you for listening today. We covered a lot of soup to nuts, a lot of different topics. Don't forget, daylight savings time this weekend. Don't forget, property taxes due end of this month. All right? There's some good news, right? Two good news stories right back to back.